Justification and sanctification, God's kingdom rule. If I'm going to be honest with myself, when I come across scriptures that I don't understand, I either ignore them or attack them with other scriptures that seem to oppose them. It is sad when the Christian community attacks one another instead of unifying around God's word. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. Nothing has divided us more than the teachings about justification and sanctification. It is either or, and we are ready to fight. Without holiness, you will not see God. Hebrews 12:14. We are justified freely, no works. Romans 3:24. How can two things that seem to be opposed to one another be true, and both at the same time? I have pondered this apparent contradiction for years. Protestant theology and some of its misapplied application has left us with this kind of thinking. Justification is separated from sanctification. So it doesn't matter what I do? Jesus' teaching on the kingdom of God is the only teaching that I am aware of that unifies both justification and sanctification and brings them together in perfect harmony. Let's define terms. Justification is God providing for us his perfect righteousness that makes a person in fallen humanity acceptable to him through the ransom provision of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:21-24. Because of a believer's faith in Christ and his sacrifice, God has declared the believer righteous and has adopted them as his children. Romans 5:1-8:15. On the basis of a believer's faith in Christ's shed blood, the believer has a clean standing before God. Romans 3:25. We can say it like this: there is not a time in my life that I don't need the blood of Jesus. For I find, even when I would do good, that evil is present with me. Romans 7:21. Sanctification is the practice of living holy. Hebrews 12:14. Separated to God. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Expressing the life of the Spirit and his fruit. Galatians 5:22-23. Romans 6:22. The Apostle Paul tells us that the works of the flesh will produce these evil results: impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, spiritism, that is, encouraging the activity of demons, hatred and fighting, jealousy and anger, constant effort to get the best for yourself, complaints and criticisms, the feeling that everyone else is wrong except those in your own little group, and there will be wrong doctrine, envy, murder, drunkenness, wild parties, and all that sort of thing. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21, the Living Bible. Notice that Paul says, "I have told you once, but I will tell you again." Anyone living, that is practicing, that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. So justification and sanctification should be coexisting, expressing themselves together. Why? Because that is what the redemption in Christ Jesus provided. Notice what the ransom of Jesus provided. 1. Justification, a free gift of being declared righteous by God's undeserved kindness. Romans 3:24. 2. Sanctification, a death to sin. That is, sin will no longer be our master. Romans 6:6. That frees us to be servants of righteousness, with the fruit of holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Romans 6:22. He, Jesus, personally carried away our sins in his own body on the cross, justification, so we could be dead to sin, sanctification, and live for what is right, sanctification. You have been healed by his wounds. That is, his atonement, ransom, or redemption has brought us this healing. 1 Peter 2:24, the New Living Translation. All of this was provided by the greatest act of God's love, the love that God showed us by giving his Son as a ransom. When Jesus began his public ministry, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 4:17. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, God's rule and God's reign. Matthew 4:23. Justification and sanctification belong together. They should coexist together, For how can you be in his kingdom and not accept his rule?